Last year, I opened my Yom Kippur sermon by quoting the movie Moana. You may remember that. I mentioned that the music was written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who created Hamilton, but that I had not yet been fortunate enough to see Hamilton. Well, a lot can happen in a year. I'm going to say up front that the sermon is about Hamilton, but not the man. It's about the musical. Because, hear me out, they're not really the same thing. Hamilton didn't become a sensation and win 11 Tonys because it was about the Secretary of the Treasury. Hamilton is really about leaving a legacy. It's about how we tell our stories. Who lives, who dies, who tells your story. That's the final song. It has a little Unetane Tokef in it, doesn't it? Who lives, who dies, who by water, who by fire. I know my timing for this sermon may seem a little bit off since the musical has been out since 2015. I'll give you a little background as to why I'm just now making the connection this year. I was a little bit late to the Hamilton bandwagon, which may be surprising to you if you know just how much I love musicals. I love going to musicals. I married into a family of theater buffs. For Duncan's parents, a successful trip to New York City means seeing 7 plays in 6 days. It's a big part of our lives. Perhaps I didn't let myself get sucked in to the hype for this very reason. On top of that, I was one of the few people who didn't start listening to the cast album years before I saw the show. I didn't want to fall in love and become obsessed with something there was little chance of me seeing anytime soon. Then I got the text message. Good friends who nonchalantly texted, "Are you busy on the evening of April 8th? Maybe you're aware, I keep somewhat of a crazy schedule, but it just so happened that we were free. So I responded, yes, why? We have 2 extra tickets to Hamilton, be our dates. I'm glad I didn't throw away my shot to be in the room where it happened. And suddenly, my obsession was set free. My plan was to catch up and listen to the music beforehand to get a sense of the movement of the show. So that's what I did as I prepared for Passover. I had no idea just listening to the music of this story of one of our founding fathers would bring me to tears. The musical Hamilton is essentially a biography of the founding father, Alexander Hamilton, told from the year 1776, when Hamilton arrived in New York, through Hamilton's death in 1804. It covers the work that became his lasting legacy on America. And it was the final reprise song, "Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story," that spoke to me as I listened and prepared the matzo balls. The stories of who we are that are told after we're gone depend on how we're viewed when we're here. Now, for most of us, it won't be history telling the story, but it will be anyone who knew us. And if you want to leave a legacy, you have to create that legacy while you're alive. Aaron Burr, who ultimately kills Alexander Hamilton, I hope that wasn't a spoiler, in a duel, laments that although he won the duel, he's the one who's the villain of the story. And the next to last song, Burr sings, I can't rap. "Death doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes. History obliterates in every picture it paints. It paints me and all my mistakes." When Alexander aimed at the sky, he may have been the first one to die, but I'm the one who paid for it. I survived, but I paid for it. The story we hear is because of the way history chooses to tell the story. Who lives, who dies, who tells your story? There I was in the kitchen preparing the traditional culinary story of freedom from bondage as I listened to the story of America's freedom. And what I realized as I was cooking is that I was telling my own story through the work of my hands. I realized Passover isn't just the Exodus story. It's my story that I tell through the recipes of my parents and grandparents passed down to me. My story is the continuation of each of their stories. Who lives, who dies, who tells their story. Once I listened to it, I wasn't surprised at all that I got hooked and immediately started seeing all of the Jewish connections. Life stories just have a way of doing that. They grab me. For most people, the Diary of Anne Frank was required reading at some point. But for me, it was one of the first books that I remember reading over and over and over again. I remember reading each entry and imagining myself there with Anne. I was sharing that experience. Even with the historical fiction like The Red Tent or Rashi's Daughters, I felt closer to my own story through their narratives. When an author is able to tell the story of someone's life in a way that makes you feel as though you were lifelong friends with that person, that's magic. It's no wonder then that I became a rabbi. I fell in love with reading the same story over and over again. I've now read it 36 times. And understanding in layer after layer how I was connected to the Torah. And for me, as a rabbi and a parent, practically my whole life is about legacy, the one I've inherited and the one I want to leave. When I'm giving a Devar Torah on the week's Torah portion, part of my job, as I see it, is to connect the Torah in some way to our story. Each portion, each holiday has its own narrative that can resonate with our own relationships. When I officiate at a funeral, my primary job is to help tell the story. When I sit with the family, I learn about a person's legacy, told through their childhood, courtship, career, family life, ambitions. And it's the people who are left to remember you, the ones you leave the legacy to. They craft the story. There's a famous Jewish story that tells of the man who was planting a carob tree and was interrupted by an onlooker who asks, "Why are you planting a carob tree? They take like 70 years to grow. You'll never enjoy it." The man responds, "I have great memories of eating dried carob as a child on Tu B'Shvat. Those carob trees were planted by people who wanted to leave a gift for generations to come. I am planting this tree as a gift for generations who will be living 70 years from now. Then they can enjoy eating a carob on Tu B'Shvat too. Just as my parents and grandparents planted for me, so I plant trees for my children and grandchildren." Lin-Manuel Miranda also uses a version of this teaching in Hamilton with the line, "Legacy. What is legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden you never get to see. What you do, who you were, and how you are remembered are tied together through the connections you've made throughout your lifetime." In this season of introspection, we're called to examine our own story. The Unetana Tokef prayer, which we recite during the Musaf service on the High Holidays, reminds us that our lives are finite. We are not immortal. The way we will all leave this world remains to be seen, but our stories, the marks we make in the world, will be measured by tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. Tshuva is often translated as repentance, but it really means to return, to look back, and then forward. Our story is told in part by the ways in which we can learn from our mistakes and not only change our behavior, but teach others to do the same. Tefillah, prayer life, is the way in which you engage in spiritual community. That doesn't mean that you need to have perfect attendance at daily minyan, although that'd be really nice. We need that community. Tefillah is the way in which you turn yourself over to a higher power. This is the recognition that as amazing as you are, and you are all amazing, you're not God. Rather, you are a part of a community of people who share faith and understanding. Tefillah is your guts, your kishkes, your core beliefs. And just like with tshuva, it's through your moral compass that you teach others how to connect too. Finally, tzedakah. What will the story of your giving be? Were you an active community member giving of your time and expertise? Will your story be one of investment of wealth or of wisdom through your talent or your time? Our stories are told through how we give of ourselves. While most of us will never have a smash Broadway musical made of our life story, believe me, there's a story to tell. A story about who you were and what you did. As we now turn to begin Yizkor, we recall the stories of those whose memories live on because we tell their story. Who lives, who dies, who tells your story, and what story will they tell? May it be a year where our stories are told fully, not only through those who will eventually remember us, but may we have a hand in crafting the story of our community, of our lives. May we all be inscribed in the Book of Life. Gemar Chatima Tovah.